How often do you look back and compare what's possible for you today to what was possible to you years ago? If you're like me, that makes you feel pretty grateful. Welcome to Love People and Make Money. My name is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. I love getting to spend time with you. So, I'm feeling pretty grateful today. Actually, I have felt pretty incredible waves of gratitude over the last, 48 hours. I woke up the other day thinking about this new podcast and how I just decided to start a podcast. I just decided to kick it into gear. And moments later, it seems like I was up and running, had the podcast submitted to iTunes, and boom, there I am. I'm podcasting again. I'm feeling huge gratitude about how easy it was. Because the first time I started a radio show, it wasn't easy. In 2003, I launched Work at Home Moms Talk Radio at the urging of a good friend, and I had never done radio before. I'd barely been publishing websites at that point. I'd only been on the web for about a year. I had no idea what I was doing. There were no courses out there telling people how to start a radio show. I had to seek out information. I had to dig in, ask questions, get opinions and second opinions. I had almost no money to spend. My friend, which was Alice Seba, by the way, some of you know Alice, my friend who encouraged me to start the podcast offered to sponsor, so she was willing to pay the bill for the monthly streaming, which of course was way more expensive back then too. Podcasting hadn't been invented yet. Everything was more difficult. It was like pushing a boulder uphill to make it happen. So when I published that first episode, it was on my birthday, November 3rd, 2003. It felt like I had just like built and launched a ship. It was so huge. It was so much work. And nowadays we just decide, oh, I'm podcasting. And you really don't have to spend a lot of money. The technology is easy. It can all be digital. You don't even need hardware these days. Though lots of people do end up spending some cash on equipment. That's okay. I'm just feeling really grateful for how easy it is to decide you're going to share your message. The functionality that's available to us, the technology that's available to us has cracked open the world in such a huge way. I went to WordCamp yesterday. It was my very first WordCamp, which it shocks me that it's taken me this long to make it to one. I drove over to Grand Rapids, and you know, the WordPress community is amazing, and I love how everybody gets together and they share this love of software. Not because they're all developers. A lot of us there have nothing to do with writing code, but we celebrate that this software makes it easy to create content, to spread content, to make content look good, to make it functional and interactive. I just wanted to take a minute today to be grateful for it. There are people who started websites even, you know, way before I did. In 2002 was when I created my first website. There are people I chat with who have been on the web since the very, very early days when there were very few resources to explain everything. And they managed to say, hey, this is complicated and frustrating, and my internet is really slow, but I'm going to figure it out. They persevered and made it work because they had something that they wanted to say. They wanted to connect with other people. It was hard then. It is so easy now. And I know as I say that some of my listeners, some of you are thinking, hey, it's not that easy. And I realize I'm comparing it to what feels like the internet stone age. But still, I know for some of you, there's technology to learn. WordPress might not seem so doggone easy. But the learning curve isn't as steep as you think right now if you're brand new. You'll be feeling really comfortable with it before you know it. I am feeling grateful. I wanted to share this gratitude with you, and I wanted to encourage you to realize the reach that you have at your fingertips. The internet is an amazing space. I connect with people all over the world, encouraging them to love people and make money, to create content, to spread that content, to make offers, to change their lives with an internet-based business. I'm really passionate about this. What are you passionate about? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? There are three questions I lean into, and they are, what if it were easy? What if I'm thinking too much? And what do I want to create more of in the world? When I stop thinking too much and just lean into what can I most easily do next and focus that energy on creating what I want for the world, my business gains momentum. It's been true my entire entrepreneurial career that I just keep leaning into what can I do next? Who can I serve next? What need can I meet next? I'm not a big long-term planner. Never have been. Probably never will be. Who knows? But by consistently being focused on what can I do next? What do I want to create next? How can I love people and make money next? I just keep taking those steps and amazing things happen. I'm so grateful because it is easier today than it was back then. It's easier for me because of all my years of experience and all the perspective I've built up and the circles of influence that I've gained and all the friends and the partners. And I know that there are people listening that think, hey, it's easy for you, Kelly, because you've got all this. But it's easier for you today too. Even if you're starting from scratch, you're starting from scratch in an environment that is wide open to you. And if you start thinking too much about how other people have it easier than you, then you'll give yourself permission to stop and make it hard. And you just don't have to. You have as much access to the internet as I do. So just do what I did way back then in November of 2003. Just start saying what you want to say. Just start. I'm so grateful. I'm serious. I've walked around with this lump in my throat for most of the last 48 hours because I'm feeling that grateful and I wanted to lean into that grateful feeling. So I'm challenging myself for this week, this coming week, to keep leaning into that gratitude, to keep looking for things that I'm grateful for. And I'd like to invite you to do the same. How awesome would it be if you just leaned into the day with a grateful heart? If instead of focusing on what you can't do or don't have, you focused in on what you can do and what you do have at your disposal, I believe amazing things can happen. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today. I am loving podcasting again. I have so many great episodes coming up for you. Intimate time like this, intimate time with guests. If you have an idea for a topic you'd like me to cover, shoot me a note. Come over to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. If you'd like to be a guest, fill out the form. Let me know. I'd love to know how you're loving people and making money. See you next time.